Today's daf is daf Samach Aleph here in the Sechet Yoma. The last thing we saw on Samach Amid Beis was that there was an argument which services have to be done exactly in their order. Is it all the services that the Kohen Gadol does while wearing white garments? Or all the services the Kohen Gadol does while wearing white garments in Kodesh HaKodashim? And then the Gemara said that even if you say that it's all the services that the Kohen Gadol does while wearing the white garments in the Kodesh HaKodashim, if the Kohen Gadol were to have to restart, he would also have to redo the whole Ktores collection, the scooping of his hands with the Ktores, because Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami. What's needed for the inside is as if it is the inside. So here in the bottom of Samach Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Tznam Lint in the Mishnah, Imad Shelo Gamar Matano Shebifnim Nishbach Adam. If the placement of the gifts, the placement of the sprinklings of the blood inside in the Kodesh weren't completed, and the Kodesh HaKodashim, and the blood spilled, so the Mishnah says, Yavi Dam Acher, you should bring new blood. V'yavzu v'yavzu b'tchila mibifnim. And he has to restart from the first sprinkling. I understand, Emisa, if this is true, that you have to redo the Ktores, Yavzu v'yachpon mibayalei, it should say he should restart and again fill his hands with the Ktores. The Gemara says he does. He does actually have to restart with the Ktores too. But the Ktores lo kamayri, the Mishnah wasn't talking about Ktores, it was just talking about the blood. All right, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, at the very top, Amar Ula Ula said, Sayir Sheshachto Kodem Matan Dama Shalpar. If the Sayir Lashem is slaughtered before the blood of the bull of the Kohen Gadol is sprinkled in Kodesh HaKodashim, lo asav lo klum, the Shechito didn't work. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But it's not, we learned in our Mishnah, if he did the blood of the goat before the blood of the bull, so now he has to again sprinkle the blood of the goat so that the blood of the goat should be following the blood of the bull. So it said, he should go back and sprinkle from the blood of the goat after the blood of the bull. But if you're right, if he sprinkled the blood of the goat before the blood of the bull, then the shechita was no good, because the shechita of the goat has to be done after the sprinkling of the blood of the bull. The misa, so if you're right, so yahzer v'yishchol mibayalei, the Mishnah should say he has to go back and reshecht. He has to shecht a new goat, so that this goat is shechted after the blood of the bull was given. So Tzir Gemu'ulu explained that the Mishnah is not talking about the blood of the bull in the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's talking about matano shebeheichal. It's talking about the blood of the bull in front of the paroches. If he gave the blood of the bull in Kodesh HaKodashim and gave the blood of the goat in the Kodesh HaKodashim, but then he gives the blood of the goat in front of the parochas before the blood of the bull, so now he has to give the blood of the goat again, so it should be following the blood of the bull in the parochas, and it should be following the blood of the bull in front of the parochas. But the shechita happened at the right time. The shechita happened after the blood of the bull was offered. V'chenam Rav Eppes also gave that explanation from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, which talks about if the blood of the goat was before the blood of the bull, you have to redo the blood of the goat. It doesn't say you have to shech the goat all over again. That's because it's talking about the gifts of the in front of the parochas, the gifts in the heichal, not referring to the gifts in Kodesh HaKodashim. Then the Mishnah went on to say that each service, each spot is its own service. So if he completed the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat in Kodesh HaKodashim, but then in front of the parochas, the blood spills, so he restarts with what happens in front of the parochas. He doesn't go back to do, again, what's supposed to happen in Kodesh HaKodashim. If he did what was supposed to be done in front of the parochas, he sprinkled the blood of the bull, he sprinkled the blood of the goat in front of the parochas. And then when he's putting the blood on the Mizbeach, it spills. So he restarts with the blood on the Mizbeach. He doesn't restart with the paroches, because each one is its own service. And now we're going to learn what each service accomplishes. Tanu Rabbanan, we're into Nebraisa. The pasuk says in Parshas Achrimos, V'chiper, and he, the Kohen Gadol, will atone as Mikdash HaKodesh for the holy He's going to atone for the sacred holy, namely for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest of the holies. And then it says after that, the Es'ol Moed, he's going to atone for the tent of meeting that's in front of the Parochas. And upon the altar, he will atone. So what does it mean he'll atone? He's going to wipe away some sin. What sin? He wipes away the sin of tumah, of impurity occurring in these places. Vala kohanim, he'll also atone for the priests, val kol'am ha'kahal, and for the entire nation of the community, yichaper, he will atone. That's a pasuk. Pasuk perek tes zayin pasuk lamed gimel in Vayikra.
Additional.
This is besides that, right? It says at the very end, the Torah gives a summary. What's he accomplishing? He's atoning for Kodesh HaKodashim, for Ol Moed, for the Mizbeach, for all the Kohanim, and for the entire nation. He is creating atonement. So the Pasuk said, V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh. He's going to atone for Kodesh HaKodashim. Zelifnai v'lifnim. That's referring to the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat, which are sprinkled in Kodesh HaKodashim. That atones for sins of tuma in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Somebody entered Kodesh HaKadoshim. If the Kohen Gadol entered Kodesh HaKadoshim, well, tame. Maybe he didn't know that he was tame. He entered Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oh, El Moed, it says it atones for the tent of meetings, the Heichal. That's to atone for a tuma that occurred in the Heichal. And Mizbeach Kimashmo. Mizbeach is for a tuma that happened on the Mizbeach, next to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Yechaper, he will atone. That word is to teach you Ela Azaros, that he's creating atonement for the tumah that happened out in the courtyards. Hakohanim, then it says Hakohanim, that's of course that's Kohanim, Kemashman, and then it says Amakahol, the nation of the group, El Yisrael, that's the rest of Klal Yisrael, Yechaper, he will atone, is to add Levim. The Levim are also getting atonement. The end of the Pasuk where it says Hakohanim, V'amakahol, V'ala Kohanim, V'ala Kol Amakahol, Yechaper, that end is to say that Kulan, Miskaprin, Bisayer, right there, Shuhushvu Kulan. There it's to say that all of them have been equated, the Kapara Achas, for a single atonement. Shakulan Miskaprin, Bisayer Mishtaleach. They all get atonement through the Sar Mishtaleach. And that doesn't atone for the sin of Tumah, that atones for Bashar Averos, all the other Averos. Devre Rabbi Yehuda, that's the way Rabbi Yehuda reads this Pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, no, Kishem Shadam Asar Anasa Bifnim Mechap El Yisrael, but Tumas Mikash Vikadashav. The same way the blood of the Sayer LaHashem is to create atonement for all of the Jews through Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, through atonement for the sin of maybe having had Tumah in Beis HaMikdash. The same way the bull creates atonement for the sin of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. The goat for the nation that whose blood is sprinkled in Kodesh HaKadashim is to create atonement for the nation's sin of Tumah in the temple. And that's not what's a confession, because the confession is not on that goat. The goat, the confession is on the Sar La, it's on the Sar La'azazel. So too he said, Kachdam hapar mechaper la'kohanim b'tumas mikdash v'kadashav. The blood of the bull atones for kohanim, for their sins of tumah in Beit HaMikdash, or tumah in eating karbanos. U'kashem shevidui shol sar mishtaleach mechaper l'yisrael b'shar averos. And then Rabbi Shimon says, the same way the confession on the sar mishtaleach is what wipes away all the other sins, Kach vidui shel par, so to the confession that the Kohen Gadol says on the bull, is machaper la kohanim b'shar averos, is what atones for the kohanim for all of their other sins. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees with what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, the sar mishtaleach in one swoop atones for kohanim and levim and yisraelim for all of their sins. He says, no, the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on the par is what atones for kohanim for their sins. The Sayer Mishtaleach atones for Klal Yisrael for their sins. All right. So we had in our Mishnah an argument. What happens if the blood spilled before the Kohen Gadol was able to complete all the services he's supposed to do with the blood? So Tanur Rabbanan went in a brisa. The pasuk says, "V'chila mikaper sakodesh v'sol moi b'sam izbeach." And he will complete the atoning of the holy and the tent of meeting and the mizbeach. And he will complete the atoning for the holy. That's referring to the blood placements done in Kodesh HaKodesh. They atone for the holiest of holies. Oh, well, Moed, the tent of meeting. The heichal, that's the blood drops on before the parochas, which atones for the heichal. And mizbeach kimashmo. And he will atone for the altar, obviously for what happens on the altar. Alabin Shakulan, that teaches that each one of these set of blood droppings, kapara, kapara bifnei atzman, each one is its own set of atonements. That each one does its own job. There's the sprinkling in Kodesh HaKadoshim that atones for the holiest of holies. There's a sprinkling in front of the parochas that atones for what happened in the Heichal. There's a sprinkling on the Mizbeach that atones for what happened on the Mizbeach. Mikan Amru, from here, based on this pasuk, they said the following. Nasan Mixas Matanah Shebifnim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol succeeded to sprinkle four times in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's say the blood of the bull. Achas, and he got to Achas V'Shalosh. Then when he gets to what should have been Achas V'Arba, Nishpach Adam, the blood spilled. So now Yavidam Acher, let him bring other blood. He has to go out and shecht again. He has to shecht a new bull. He has to confess on that bull. And he has to bring in new blood. V'yatchil b'tchil b'matonah shebefnim. So according to the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Meir, he starts with the first drip. He doesn't start again with now Achas V'Arba. He starts with Achas, the very first. He has to start from scratch. However, Blaz Rabbi Shimon disagree. Once he comes in with the new blood, he restarts from where he had gotten up to. This first drop is going to be Achas V'Arba. What happens if Gamar Matanah Shebifnim? He finished all the gifts that are supposed to happen in Kodesh HaKadoshim. The blood of the bull and the blood of the goat were both sprinkled. One up and seven below, both in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then Nishpach Adam. V'Nishpach Adam. Now the blood spills before he sprinkles on the parochas. So now Yavidam Acher, let him bring another blood. Let him start from scratch with the new blood on the with the gifts that go before the paroches. But he doesn't have to go back into Kodesh HaKadoshim because each one is its separate atonement. That the atonement for Kodesh HaKadoshim, for the tumah that may have happened in Kodesh HaKadoshim, has already been accomplished. So now he starts with the paroches. What happens if Nixas Mixas Matanah Shebeheichal? He puts some of the blood drops that are supposed to go in front of the parochas, in front of the parochas. And then the Nishpach Adam, and then the blood spilled in the middle. So he did Achas V'Shalosh, and then the blood spills. So now Yavidam Acher V'Yatchil B'Tchila V'Heichal. According to Rabbi Meir, he has to bring new blood and start again with number one, with the first dripping, and do a full set, full eight drops. Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, no, they disagree. Ain't a matzkel in Malkim Shepasach. He restarts from where he had gotten up to, where he had stopped. Gamar Matzano Shebeheichal. Let's say he did all the gifts that he's supposed to give in front of the parochas. V'nishpach adam, and now the blood spills. So yavidam acher, let him bring new blood. V'yatchil b'tchila b'matanos ha-mizbeach, and start from scratch with the gifts that are supposed to go onto the mizbeach. Nasa mixus matanos ha-mizbeach. Let's say he gave two placements of blood on the two corners of the mizbeach. He did part of the mizbeach. And then nishpach adam, and then the blood spills. So yavidam acher, bring new blood. V'yatchil b'tchila. When Rabbi Meir starts again from the beginning of the matanos of the mizbeach, and the blessed Rabbi Shimon Omrim, no, if he did already two, so he brings new blood, and now Mimakom Shapasak Umatzik, he starts with the third placement of the blood on the mizbeach, Hazav. So Gamar Matanos Shem Mizbeach. But let's say he did the sprinklings of blood in Kodesh HaKadoshim. He did the sprinklings of blood in front of the parochas. He did the placements of blood on the altar, on the four corners, and the seven times on the roof of the altar. And then v'nishpach adam, then the blood spilled before he poured it out on the yisod of the mizbeach hachitzon. And Rabbi Akolomach, everybody agrees, he doesn't have to restart, doesn't have to do anything more. The shirayim that go onto the yisod of the mizbeach are not an absolute requirement. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezman, Rabbi Shimon, shneim both mikra echadarshi. They're both arguing how to read a pasuk. The pasuk says that about the Mizbeach Hazav, V'chiper Aaron al Karnos Sav, and Aaron will atone on its corners, Achas Pashana, that one day of the year, Midam Chatas HaKippurim, from the blood of the Chatas that creates atonement in Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it says, V'chiper Aaron al Karnos Sav, Achas Pashana, Midam Chatas HaKippurim, and again it says, Achas Pashana. It's the third pasuk here in the margin in the Torah Or, V'chiper Aaron al Karnos Sav Achas Pashana Midam Chatas HaKippurim Achas Pashana Yechaper Alav L'Doros Eichem Kodesh Kadashim Hu LaHashem. The pasuk mentioned twice the words Achas Pashana, once a year, when he creates this atonement. So Rabbi Meir holds the way to read it is Chiper Aaron al Karno Sav Achas Pashana Midam Chatas HaKippurim Achas Pashana. So it says Chatas HaKippurim, and then it says Achas Pashana. So Meir holds Chatas Achas Hamati L'Chavlo Shtei Chatos. The way to read the pasuk is like this: I told you to make one Chatas, not two Chatos. So there should be one Chatas, not two Chatos. So if a person did, let's say, three gifts in Kodesh HaKadoshim of one animal, then the blood spills. If he's going to restart with gift number four, he's going to end up doing two chatos. There's going to be two animals here. Hashem said, chatos, and then the word achas. Only one animal. So, okay, if it spilled in the middle, you have to restart. So now you only end up having one animal. However, Blazer B'Shimon Savri, don't read the word as the word chatos, a single sin offering, but chitui, a single purifying act. So if you do, Rabbi Meir says, right, it spilled and now you're going to restart from scratch, so you're going to be doing not seven placements of blood, you'll be doing 10 placements of blood instead of doing, so those first three placements are done twice, because you're doing them, you did them the first time, then you redid them. So the chitui is not once, the chitui is twice. That's why he holds you can't do it. Okay. All right, that completes the discussion about the placement of blood. When the blood spills.
Is the same chitui
in Yeah, it's a clean out. Same word, modern Hebrew. Yeah. So now we're going to talk about a metzora. When a metzora has tzaras, he's sent out of the camp, and the Kohen has to keep examining him till he starts to heal. Once he heals, then he can become pure. On the eighth day, he brings karbanos, the eighth day of his purification, and after that, he's going to be able to eat kachin. The karbanos of metzora is a sin offering. Then he has to bring a sheep as an asham offering. And with that sheep, which is the asham, together with the asham, he brings a log, a log of oil. After the asham is slaughtered, its blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, hachitzon. And the Kohen who's purifying the Metzorah takes some of the blood of the Asham and he puts it on the right earlobe, then on the right thumb, and then on the right big toe of the Metzorah. Then the Kohen pours some of the oil that came with the Asham. He puts it into the left hand of another Kohen. And the Kohen puts his finger, his right finger, into that oil. And he sprinkles from that oil seven times opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he takes from the oil and he puts it on the right earlobe and on the right thumb and on the right big toe. And if there's any oil left over, he then puts the oil on the head of the metzora. So that's part of the process. So Tanya went to Bryce Summer Rebbe said, Li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugin. To me, Rabbi Yaakov made a distinction between this discussion about the bloods of Yom Kippur Karbanos and the log of oil. So he taught me that when do we have this argument between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? That's in regards to if the bloods of Yom Kippur Karbanos spill. So according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, he picks up, the Kohen Gadol picks up from where he'd been left off. When Rabbi Meir has to start from scratch. But if the log oil of the Metzorah spills in the middle of the sprinkling of the log, middle of sprinkling the blood towards Kodesh HaKadashim, then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would agree he has to go back to the very beginning. He doesn't pick up from where he left off. He has to go back to the beginning because the Torah says the log echad shaman, and one log of oil. That means that the whole service of the oil must be from one log, not from two lugans. Therefore, if it spills, he can't restart in the middle. He has to start all the way from the beginning. Okay, so we learned in a brisa. Rebbe said, Rabbi Yaakov taught to me that there's a difference between the bloods of Yom Kippur Karbanos and the oil of Metzorah. The oil of Metzorah, if it spills, he has to restart with a new load from the beginning. Says Gemara Velo, is that really true, that there's a difference? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon do not say he can restart in the middle with the log of oil. But didn't we learn in a brisa? Let's say he sprinkled some of the drops of oil towards the Kodesh HaKadashim, and then v'nishpach halog, and then the log spills. Yavi log acher, according to Rabbi Meir, let him bring another log, And start again from the very beginning of sprinkling towards the parochas. He starts from where he had gotten up to. Gamar matana shebehecha. If he completed all the throwing of the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then nishbach halog, and then the log spilled, yavi log acher, let him bring another log, v'yatchio b'tchila b'matana shebehonos, and he starts in the beginning of placing the oil on the right side, on the right earlobe, the right thumb, the right big toe. He doesn't go back to sprinkle in front of the parochas. Nasa miktsas matanos b'bohonos v'nishbach halog, let's say he put on the earlobe and the ear thumb and the right thumb, and then it spilled the oil. Yavi log acher, let him bring another log. V'yatcha b'tchila b'matanos b'bohonos. Quench Rabbi Meir has to restart from the gifts on the thumbs. Rabbi Shimon say no. Imakum shapasaku matchili. Restarts from where he had gotten up to. If gamar matanos b'bohonos v'nishbach halog, if he finished the placements of the oil on the thumbs and then the log spills, every akol, everybody agrees. Matnos harosh lo ma'akos, to put the extra on the head of the mitzvah is not an absolute requirement. So what do you see here? Very clearly, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon do argue with Rabbi Meir about the oil. The same things that they said in regards to the bloods of Yom Kippur, they're saying here about the oil. So Amos, you have to change what Rabbi said. You have to say that Rabbi said, Lishan Rabbi Yaakov Belugin, Rabbi Yaakov taught to me that the same thing applies, the same argument that we have in regards to the bloods, if they spill in the middle, the same applies to the login, to the oil of the mitzora, if it spills. Amar, let's talk about the price that we learned. Matnos harosh, to put the excess oil on the head of the mitzora, ein ma'akvos, that's certainly not a requirement. My taima, why do we know that? How do we know that? So Ilim Mishum Duchsev is because the Torah used the word hanosar. It says the leftover of hanosar min hashemen, asher al kafakoen, yiten al rosh mitzahir. So since it calls it nosar, means it's like leftovers. You know, it's not so important. You don't need, it all works without it also. Elameata, if you're going to say that, when the Torah uses the word nosar, it means it's not an absolute requirement. What about in a carbon mincha? The Torah says, vanosaris min mincha, the leftover of the mincha, that's what's given to the Kohanim to eat. That's something which is not an absolute requirement. Of course, it is an absolute requirement. If a Kohen takes the kometz out of the mincha and then some of the leftovers, some of the shirayim, blows away in the wind, he can't offer the laktara. He can't be makir the kometz because the leftovers are very important. The Gemara says, shiny hasam. No, mitzora was different. There are two words that imply that the leftovers aren't so important. It says, miyeser, and it says, vanosar. It says, "Umiyeser Hashem and Asher al Kapo Yitena Kohen al Tnuch Ozan Amitzaher Imanis, Balbon Yedoy Imanis, Balbon Raglo Imanis al Dama Hashem." Then we have another pasuk, "Vanosam and Hashem and Asher al Kafa Kohen Yitena al Rosh Amitzaher Lachaper al Vnei Hashem." So since you have both the word "Hanosar" plus the word "Umiyeser," so therefore, that's really considered Shiraye Shirayim, the leftovers of the leftovers. And therefore, it's not ma'akev, whereas in regards to a mincha, just hanoseres, that shirayim, leftovers can be an absolute requirement. Okay, again, we had this argument between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Meir, if the blood of the offerings of Yom Kippur spills in the middle of the service, he restarts with new blood from the very beginning. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he starts with new blood from where it had spilled. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, now turning to Samach Aleph and Beis, Asham Mitzora. Let's say the Asham of the Mitzora, the Asham that the Mitzora brought, Sheshachto L'Shalo L'Shmo. It wasn't slaughtered for the sake of Asham. It was slaughtered for Olos, it was slaughtered for Shlamim. And we know that generally, the very first Mishnah, Mesech Tzvachim, Kal Tzvachim, Sheshachto L'Shalo L'Shmo, all Karbanos that are slaughtered for the wrong purpose, they are kosher. They still go on the Mizbeach. They don't fulfill the obligation. So if you have an Asham that was Shechted Shalo L'Shmo, now, Banu, here we're going to have the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Why? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Meir to Amar. Rabbi Meir says that if the blood of the Karbanos of Yom Kippur spills, he has to bring new blood and start from scratch. So he's saying that if you didn't complete the full service, then it's as if it was nothing, right? You start from scratch. So if so, with this asham that was shalo lishma, right? It's not fully the right thing. So it was So it was basically meaningless, right? It didn't accomplish the full service. It's as if nothing happened. So you have to bring in a whole new asha. Meir says in regards to the blood of Yom Kippur, if it spills, you have to bring a new karban and start from the beginning. Hachanami here, this asham, it wasn't fully good, so Yavi Acher Yishka, you have to bring a new asham and slaughter. However, according to Belazan Rabbi Shimon Shom, Makr Shapasak, that when the blood of Yom Kippur spills, he brings new blood, he restarts from where he had gotten up to, Misham Humatko, from where he stopped, that's where he starts. So now, Hacha, Ein Lo Takana, here he's not going to be able to do anything. Because the Pasuk says about the offering of the, right, so Rashi explains, Rav Elazar, Rav Yishim, you say that he starts from where he stopped. Amalo Amar Kamad Alessa Damya. So he holds, even though it wasn't 100% good, it's not as if it's nothing. It spilled, he didn't complete it, it's still not nothing. So Achanami Chashivahi. So then here too, since this is a carbon which goes on the Mizbeach, it's also Chashiv. Now, Ef Shela Gomra Ba'acher, you can't complete it with another carbon. Daksiv, because the Pasuk says, Kaves Echad Asham. One sheep as an Asham. That's saying Asham Echad Amarti L'chai. You can only have one Asham, Velo Shtei Ashamos. You can't have two Ashamos. You can't say that it means only one act of purification. Therefore, he's going to be stuck. Mask of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda challenged this, but the pasuk says, "V'ha'osoksiv." The pasuk says. The hikriv oso la asham. He's going to bring it to the asham. In other words, this sheep that he waved together with the log of oil, that's what he brings to as the asham. So now that the sheep that he waved with the oil was no good because it was shechted shelo l'shma, so he's going to be stuck. Says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, kasha. Okay, that's in fact a good question. How could Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Banal machlokas v'meir." Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said. With an asham that shechted shelo l'shma. Now we're in the same machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't really work because even according to Rabbi Meir, also the person should be stuck. However, Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan. Ultimately, we do have a brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan that if the asham of Metzora was shechted shelo l'shma, according to Rabbi Meir, he brings another asham and he restarts from the beginning. We learned in the brisa asham Metzora shechted shelo l'shma. If the asham of Metzora was shechted for the wrong karban. Or the blood wasn't given onto the thumbs of the Metzorah. It still goes onto the Mizbeach. And it gets the normal accompaniment that a regular Asham gets, because it is kasher. But you need another Asham to permit the person to now eat karbanos. So you see that you do bring another Asham. So you see, like Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Meir, it's as if the first one didn't work at all, so therefore you bring another one. Rav Chizda will challenge Rabbi Yochanan, he'll say, no, my tzarech, what did the Mishnah mean when it says he has to bring another karban? Tzarech, he has to bring another karban, vein lo takana, but he can't because the pasuk said, asham echon, only one asham and not two. The Gemara says, is there such a thing? V'tanei tana tzarech vein lo takana? Well, the tana sometimes say something is needed and you can't really do it. Says Gemara, and we do have examples of that. V'atanei zulint in a brisa. A nazir at the end of his purification, at the end of his term, he has to, when he's being purified, he has to cut off all his hair and throw it under the pot that's cooking his karban. So what about a nazir m'morat? A nazir who all of his hair has been already pulled out. He doesn't have any hair. V'shami omer tzarech havaras tar. So you just put the razor over his head as if he would have hair. V'shil omer tzarech havaras tar. He doesn't have to put the razor over his head. Amr Bavina, Ravina said, when Bishamai said he has to put the razor, means Sarach, he has to put the razor over to cut off his hair. But since he doesn't have any hair, he's not able to do anything. So sometimes you see that when it says Sarach, it means he has to do something, but he just can't do it. So the same thing over here, Rav Chizda says, when it says, according to Rabbi Meir, Sarach Asham Acher, he needs another Asham, because the first Asham was ruined because it was done Shlo Lishma. He needs another Asham, but he can't, because the first Asham already accomplished a little bit. So then he can have two Ashamos, it doesn't work. Uplika de Rabbi Pedas. But Rabbi Avina is against what Rabbi Pedas said about Beis Shammai. Rabbi Pedas said that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar Ami Davar Acher. Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar say the same thing, namely that if there's a certain requirement, but he can't do it, you do what you can do. V'shamay Yoda Amar, V'shamay is saying this thing, that if the Nazir is supposed to have his hair cut off, but he doesn't have any hair, so he tries his best. He puts a razor over his head. And Rebbe Elazar, it's not Rebbe Elazar we have in a Mishnah. Ain't lo bohen yadu bohen regel. What happens if the Mitzorah doesn't have a right thumb or a right big toe? According to the Tanakhama and the Taro Lama, so then there's no way for him to be purified. And Rebbe Elazar says he tries the best. No sein al makomo v'yotze. Puts it on where whatever was left from the right thumb. He puts it there and he's yotze. Rebbe Shimon says, like Rebbe Elazar, im nasan al shol smol yotze. If he puts it on the left, he is yotze. So that's against this view, and that view would hold. In fact, whenever it says tzarech, it means that it is an absolute requirement, and not that, oh, we need it, but you can't do it. No, tzarech means you need it, and you could accomplish it. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezrat Hashem, continue.